92.9 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, with random notes from around the planet.
At the end of January, I told you how the CEO of Starbucks announced that he was cutting off lingerers and free use of their restrooms. But because of how many people have said, we need Starbucks restrooms, that has now led to a national discussion about the lack of available public facilities across the country. There was a time, it wasn't that long ago, when it was pretty easy to find public restrooms, but a lot has changed. Fast food restaurants and coffee houses cannot be America's restroom anymore. Those businesses shouldn't have to carry the burden and expense of maintaining clean restrooms for the public. As of last year, the United States has only 8 public toilets per 100,000 people. If you look at the Big Apple alone, that number gets cut in half to 4 in 100,000 people. And if you compare that to other countries like Iceland, they have about 60 per 100,000 people, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's certainly a lot more. The big problem is that cities also don't want to carry the expense of maintaining public restrooms. Even if they were to charge a fee for using the restroom, there's bigger issues with them these days, like a lot of illegal activities used to happen in public restrooms. And stuff like that just makes good people scared to use those facilities. It's a huge national problem nobody talks about. Every one of us at some point suffers because of it, and it's not likely to change anytime soon, especially since COVID came into our lives.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPN.